Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Morning Magazine here on WIBH. In the studio with me today, I've got some folks from the Family Counseling Center over in Vienna. We've got Emily Lind, the Youth Program Coordinator, and Raleigh Hawk back with us. He's the Chief Information Officer. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
All right. Let's kind of kick things off, Raleigh. It's been probably a month or so since anybody was in here. How's everything going over there? I know the big question is, how has COVID-19 affected you guys through all this? We've had you guys in since this has been going on, but how are things progressing over there?
Well, we've had a lot of opportunities to innovate and experiment, and that's one of the things I try to emphasize that I think Emily will be talking about some examples of that today. We've got a few situations that are kind of unfortunate for some of our clients, that some of our residential clients are being cooped up a little longer than we'd like, that their restrictions are going a little further. So we're gonna have to get extra creative with them to kind of keep their spirits up. But other than that, things in the agency are kind of rolling along. We had a board meeting on Monday night, and a few exciting things from there was, for one thing, our budget for fiscal year 2021 just passed, and our budget is about $600,000 higher than it used to be. And so there's a lot of positives to that. I mean, that's not only more services we're providing, that's more money we're putting into people's pockets that work for us. That's more money being spent in our communities where we serve, providing goods and services and kind of stimulating that way. Another thing we got going on is with that budget, we've passed, or our board passed, where there's going to be a dollar raise for all of our employees starting in July, and another dollar raise coming in January. And so it's really nice to be working for a board that makes that sort of thing a priority, and really proud to be able to offer that to our staff. So a lot going on right now.
All right. Emily, we mentioned that you're the youth program coordinator. Before we get into the meat of the interview, let everybody know a little bit about who we're talking to. Give me a little information about yourself and how long you've been with Family Counseling.
So my name's Emily. I've been with Family Counseling Center since the fall of 2017. I started with Family Counseling Center right out of getting my master's degree. It was my first kind of big kid job. I did not know what I was getting into. They don't really teach you in social work school kind of actually how the counseling world goes in real life. So I learned a lot in the first year, and actually came into being a program coordinator after about 8 months of working for Family Counseling Center. And I've been in this position for about 2 years. Primarily overseeing some of our programs that work with kids who are at risk of like the juvenile detention system, working on stabilizing families, really a lot of finding access to resources and activities for kids to kind of keep them and their families out of trouble. We've got so many different youth programs in our agency that we can find something for just about anyone. And so especially right now, we're trying to be as creative as possible to be able to give those services to those kids.
Well, the main thing we want to talk about today is your virtual summer group for kids. And so kind of tell me, obviously the virtual end of it kind of gives it away, but kind of tell me before COVID happened, like what were some of the things you did and how things are kind of transforming into the virtual end of things.
Yeah. So I think most people who work in child services, especially, that face-to-face contact has been so important for us. And with the closure of schools, we really had to think about how are we going to engage our kids and see them like we typically do right now, and is that even feasible? So typically our summers look like we bring the kids to the office once or twice a week, and we do activities together. We feed them. Our counselors drive out all across Southern Illinois and pick up the kids who are coming to our office, and we hang out with them for an afternoon, play games like, you know, mental health bingo and Jeopardy, and work on our emotional regulation while having fun and getting to socialize with friends. But teaching them, you know, those mental health strategies kind of underneath the surface that maybe they're not understanding that that's actually what we're doing. But so we have fun with it. this being my third summer, we received the Pichard Foundation grant the last three summers, where we're able to provide services for kids in our area that maybe don't get access to resources recreationally, and maybe nutrition or hygiene and things like that. And so we got the grant again this year, and it was like, how are we going to implement this without being able to go pick them up and bring them to our office? So I had actually been on another call with some other state managers for different programs, and we did a roundtable discussion of just how is everyone adapting their youth services across the state. And I got a lot of really good ideas and went back to our other two youth coordinators, Marissa and Fallon, and we really tried to sit down and think about how can we make this as normal of a summer as possible for the kids that we work with. And so we had already started switching to telehealth services for some of our counseling appointments. And we thought, you know, how can we maybe make this work in a group setting? So then we just kind of spiraled with this idea and have actually provided services every Monday through Thursday to, we've got about 20, 25 kids who participate throughout the week. We do movie nights, we do an art activity, we work out together, and then we also have a therapy Thursday where they can just kind of talk about like those coping skills, goal setting, how are they staying you know, optimistic in light of everything that's going on. And, you know, staying connected virtually with their friends that they usually get to see in the summer, but now they can't.
So you you told me before we got started that you started in June, mm-hmm. and now you're switching to a new schedule?
Yeah, so we started in June. At first, kind of our idea was to offer services at four different times throughout the week. So Monday has been kind of like 6:30 p.m., Tuesday has been at 1 p.m., and just kind of shifting around because we wanted to accommodate everyone's schedule. But one of the things that the parents had requested was to have more of a set schedule because they were kind of forgetting what time the activity started. And a lot of the families had said that they liked the routine that our groups brought back into their home after being without a routine because of COVID. So we've got so many parents who've been laid off or the kids are not in school. And so it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to log on today and I get to hang out with my counselor and we're going to do an art activity. So we're wanting to make it a little more easy to remember. Oh, it's 10 o'clock on a Monday. We're watching a movie. I'm going to log on and I'm going to sign in and I get to watch a movie with my friends. So we've also, because the movies have gone over really well, and we actually had one kid asked us to start playing games. So we've added in, we're doing two activities Monday through Thursday. So 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. every day, there's something going on.
Very cool. Now, anytime you do something virtually, have you run into any technology problems or how?
Yeah. We learned that not all laptops these days have DVD slots on them. So when we were, oh, it's 6:30, one of our counselors is going to, you know, throw in Moana on her computer, doesn't have a DVD drive. So having to, she actually drove to my house in about 5 minutes because we live pretty close to each other to hand it to me so that I could put it in on my computer and we could play it. I'd say movies have been kind of difficult because that takes the most work on our end to make sure that Zoom is running it properly and that the connection is good. Some issues with families not, you know, maybe having poor reception that day, or we've got a few families who they've got, you know, kids go hang out with grandma and grandpa during the day and having some difficulty of, you know, operating the device to get on. And so we kind of developed a staff troubleshoot, you know, here's how you play the video and this is what you need and make sure you check in with one of us before you go home, which is also a reason why we're switching to 10 and 2 so that we're more in the office when these things happen, or someone in the office can play the movie and someone else can be at home kind of running the group. We had a few just kind of glitches with, you know, making sure that families could get online. But after we kind of troubleshooted that, it's been pretty good. And so I think the schedule in July addresses a lot of those troubleshooting issues that we had.
So pretty much a success so far?
Yeah, it was kind of slow to start. That first day, the first day of MUBI did not work. We just thought we were prepared, and we were not. But the second day was an art activity, and we had about 3 kids sign on. But in yesterday's art activity, we had 12 kids online. So that is a pretty good growth after, 2-3 weeks of doing it.
And getting good feedback from the kids?
Yeah, there's actually every week they have to complete an online registration, and there's a little feedback box where they can leave, a confidential response just to let us know what they like, what they don't like. Had one kid this last week say that they love the groups because it makes them excited for the week. And so just hearing that, and that kid, is a little more quiet and shy, and I didn't really know what they were thinking about group, but for them just to be able to say, this is what excites me and makes me look forward to the week.
You had told me before we got started that you were able to get some parental involvement that you may not have thought you were going to get.
Yeah, we when we were thinking of this, we're like, how are we going to get the kids to be involved and to be active and engaged, and kind of like an unexpected positive, because we've been very much, technology isn't always the best thing to have in the home. We've got a lot of kids who spend a lot of time on screens, parents on screens, not connecting together. But what we've kind of found from this is it's been creating more opportunities for parents and kids to communicate and engage together. We've got families that will pop their own popcorn and all 5 of them get on the couch and watch the movie together. Or we've got some kids who are a little bit younger. I think our youngest has been about 3 years old. And during the art activity, she needed a little bit of help with the scissors for the activity that we were making. They were cutting out, I think, a kite they were working on out of construction paper. And so mom comes over to the kitchen table and sits down with her and does the activity together. And we've got siblings who are on the same screen, too, and they're, maybe 5, 8, and 10 years old, and they're doing something together. And even if the parent isn't actively engaged, you might see them, cooking dinner in the background or having, half an hour to clean up the kitchen while the kids are sitting down and doing an activity together. So that has been a good response we've seen from parents is, this isn't just something for my kids. This is something that I can do with my kids.
Tell me a little bit about obviously with COVID-19, kind of threw a curveball into everybody's routine. And I'm sure that affected you guys as well.
Yeah, it has been an adjustment for everyone. We have had a lot of our staff actually working from home. And so that was one of the other things that we had with this idea was we can even get our staff who need to be at home because maybe they didn't have childcare or it just made sense for them to, continue services from the comfort of their own living room rather than driving into the office. So that's been very accommodating for them and helps them kind of have a schedule too, because they're like, oh, it's Tuesday, it's my day to do the art activity, I've got to get on. But also for the parents, some feedback we got was just, school is canceled, parents have been laid off, or maybe they just don't have the child care that they had before. And so to know that every day there's something that their kids can log on to gives them that kind of routine and structure. And I think that's why we wanted to focus on setting like the 2 set times in July, because then they will know, oh, it's 10 a.m. This is my hour where my kid's going to watch a movie, and I'm going to be able to, just go read the paper or just take an hour for myself. And I know that they are online with, mental health counselors, and they know, they can talk to them. And then just it's just been really nice, the feedback that we've gotten about how all this stuff has kind of improved things that maybe they also didn't expect.
That sounds like it's turned out really well.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that you don't normally do your caregiver support online, but that you've kind of moved it that way a little bit?
Yeah. One of our programs, we have a family advocacy center program, and that works with families who maybe need some parenting classes or just some stress management. We typically bring them into the office once a month and do kind of a parent-led support group. And we take the kids into the other room and play games and keep them occupied. But with COVID, we decided to troubleshoot trying to do the caregiver support group online. And we actually had just about the same attendance in the online session as we do in person. And a lot of the feedback we got was that some of the families enjoyed it that way instead, because they didn't have to, you know, get their 2-3 kids into the car and drive them up to our office. Instead, they got to, you know, cook dinner and say, hey, you know, mom and dad, or, you know, grandma, grandpa, we're going to log on to the computer and you're going to eat dinner and watch a movie while we get to talk to our counselors about kind of our stress management and all of this going on.
All right. So as we look to the future here, what are the rest of the plans for the summer?
So we're going to be implementing our July schedule at 10 and 2. We'll be doing movies and games every other morning. And we're kind of going to keep with our movies and art and exercise. But we will continue to drop off meals every Monday for the families who are participating. We're going to run it through July and see how kind of the state adapts to the changes that they've given us with kind of the services we can provide online, if this is something that we can continue when the kids return to school in the fall. Hopefully we, you know, can spend some time face to face, but we're kind of in the reality that that might not be accessible. And if getting kids online is more productive and easier for them, we want to meet them where they are. And if we can't, you know, get all of them together physically, having this extra resource of being able to be online with them is really nice.
All right. Is there a... How far into the summer will this go?
We're going to go through the end of July. We've got quite a few changes kind of coming in August and September with our agency. We're getting a new electronic health record system and a lot of changes. So we will kind of take the month of August to review how this has been and then hopefully get something going.
Mr. Hawk, is that where you come in?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting for me. We've got quite a few changes coming IT wise because of that, but it's been a good rollout that we've got a core team that's kind of training the trainers, and then the trainers are going to start to work with the rest of the staff in the next month or so.
Okay, Emily, if somebody were interested in the program, how do they go about registering?
They can call our Vienna office and ask for Fallon, Marissa, or Emily, and that number is 618-658-2611, or they can email us. We do have a special email just for this virtual stuff going on, and that is summeryouth@fccinconline.org.
All right. Is there anything that we haven't talked about as far as your summer youth group or virtual youth group or anything that we haven't talked about that you want to talk about?
Just that, you know, we are continuing services as normal as possible online and over the phone. We do also still have our crisis services, which is a 24/7 response. Any family can access that. We've had a lot of families kind of calling just about some extra stress of being cooped inside the home sometimes and not being able to access resources. So they can call us at any time to, you know, get that immediate crisis intervention, or just, you know, I'm running low on food. I haven't, you know, gotten my unemployment this week. Can you help me figure out where I can get some resources for my family? We can definitely help out with that.
Okay, Raleigh, anything on your end that you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Just want to emphasize how amazing it is to work for an agency that is this size. That when we started back in 1974, I think the budget was less than $100,000, and so obviously you're limited in what you can do at that point. But we're big enough now that we can do a lot of interesting things, but also small enough that we can actually implement them. That some of what Emily's been talking about, in a bigger agency, it might have been like trying to turn a battleship to do something different. But as new funding opportunities are available, as new grants are out there, we've got a team of people that are ready to apply for those grants and to implement those changes. And just the variety of things that just in youth that they're talking about doing this summer with providing the meals, with movie nights and all of this. It's just really exciting to be able to see all that and work in a place where you have that variety, and we can adapt to the circumstances.
All right. Well, we look forward to you guys coming back again here in the near future. I always said you always got an open mic, so let me know anytime you want to head back over, and we'll get you back in here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So we've been talking with Emily Lynn, Youth Program Coordinator, and Raleigh Hawk, Chief Information Officer at Family Counseling Center over in Vienna, and 4WIBH Morning Magazine. I'm Maury Bass. Everybody go out and make it a good one.